It's January 5th, 2024, and you're listening to Reality Daily, your daily source of reality TV, schedules, news, and commentary. My name is Wyatt, and let's hop right into it. Got a lot to talk about. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, jam-packed. Let's get into Friday. Friday, RuPaul's Drag Race Season 16 is going to premiere. It's going to be a talent show with all of the new queens, and Charlize Theron is going to be the guest judge. Ready to Love, Make a Move has its finale episode. Ladies are going to make their final pick, and we see if the men are truly ready to make a move. Then the Last One Laughing over in Quebec. It's interesting here. If you haven't seen it on Amazon Prime, Last One Laughing has been an international success for the Amazon streaming service. You've seen it in multiple different countries. We're going to get it in Quebec this Friday, in Ireland later on this month. If you haven't seen the show, a bunch of comedians are in a room together. Their job is to make the other comedians laugh. When you laugh, you are eliminated. Whoever stays the longest without laughing wins and gets some money for charity. Traitors UK episode 3 is on. As I mentioned previously, you can watch the episode now on the iBox player. Love After Lockup has a new episode. Justine and Mike, they have some plans. Unfortunately, the parole officer may stop them. Chevelle is nervous about adoption. Lindsay's road to the wedding is marked by secrets. Here's some shows that you will not be seeing on Friday. You will not be seeing any of the shows over on the CW. Penn and Teller's Foolist will not have a new episode. Masters of Illusion will not have a new episode. And neither will World's Funniest Pets. But they will be back next week. Shark Tank will not have a new episode. They will be back next week. On the documentary side, Gypsy Rose. I'm sure you've heard this. The woman that killed her mother has been released from prison and now has turned into a TikTok influencer talking about her sex life, among other things. She has a three-part documentary series over on Lifetime, where she's going to speak Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Also on Netflix, Man on the Run. It's a true crime documentary about how $4 billion was stolen from the Malaysian Sovereignty Wealth Fund. If you like the true crime documentaries, stay tuned to later. Me and Naveed, we talked briefly about the documentary BitCon. So if you're on the fence, if that's a movie that you should see, or make sure that you're checking us out. All right, now let's get into what's on Saturday. We will see the return of Wheel of Fortune over in the UK. Graham Norton is going to be hosting the revival. It's the first time that it's been on the air since 2001. Deal or No Deal in the UK will have a celebrity special where Simon Gregson from Coronation Street will be the special celebrity player. An international show, We Is De Mole, this is the Dutch version of The Mole, will start its season on Saturday. They're going to be in Mexico with celebrity contestant. The Incredible Dr. Pole over on Nat Geo Wild will have its first episode of the season. This episode will have a documentary style look at the personal lives of the vets there. Also, The Incredible Pole Farm, Nat Geo Wild will be airing. Pole Farm builds a family farm including planted hayseed and setting up beehives. Stay tuned later to find out how you can watch all of the season at once. Love and Marriage Huntsville has its first part of the reunion. Letitia and Stormy are going to argue over business practices. The cast talks about Kiki's threesome accusations and Kimmy's libido. Sounds juicy. Fatal Family feuds over on Oxygen. A bar owner is discovered in a pond and the family starts to blame each other. For the documentary side, we have I Am, Chris Farley over on the CW. I Am is a documentary series that started on Spike, has now been moved over to CW. They did a Burt Reynolds documentary. They're doing a Chris Farley documentary, and they'll do a Paul Walker documentary next Saturday. Oprah and Taja P. Henderson will talk about The Color Purple and the character that she portrays over on the Oprah Winfrey Network. Now, let's get into what's on Sunday. The 27th season of Worst Cooks in America is back on the Food Network. The theme of the season is going to be spoiled chefs who are accustomed to take out and have somebody else cooking for them. But isn't that every season? Anne Burrell is going to be joined by new mentor Tiffany Derry. Contestants make their favorite takeout dish, later followed by a steak and potato dinner. The Great Pottery Throwdown over in the UK starts its next season, with 12 new contestants make a roast dinner set and identical side plates. Over in the UK as well is 22 Kids and Counting. Millie's rushed to the hospital due to pregnancy complications, and Katie has gone missing to follow her boyfriend to Greece. Quebec has a new Big Brother Celebrities, the French language Big Brother US/Big Brother Canada hybrid show. Charles Hamlin, four-time gold medalist in speed skating from Canada, is on the cast. He won medals in 2010 all the way to 2022. Hometown on HGTV is back. A family with four boys moves from Laurel, Maryland to escape the cold winter weather. I would escape the four boys if I was them. Over on Smithsonian, we have a really unique new show. It is Extreme Airport Africa. A rookie pilot flies passengers for the first time, and some of the most skilled pilots are going to fly low to save the rhinos from poachers. From the shows that are not premieres, but are still going to be airing on Sunday, we have The Real Housewives of Potomac. The ladies go to a drag show, and things are going to get really shady when they're asked to participate. Married to Medicine on Bravo is also going to be back. Tonya surprises the ladies with a spa day. Cecile and Eugene question Kimmy's stance on marriage, and Sweet Tea tries to bond with Heavenly and Jackie. 90 Day Fiancé has a new episode. Sophia's mom is going to criticize Rob's living situation. Ashley and Manuel are going to argue about money, and Nikki is insulted by Justin's kinky suggestion. America's Funniest Home Video will also have a new episode as well. Final Moments over on Identification Discovery for you true crime fans. Kat West was found dead in Birmingham. Detectives are going to find crucial information that may have made her a target. Homestead Rescue will also be new. The Rainies must create a massive overhaul for an extended family of homesteaders who have their land crowded with animals. And they just don't have enough land for that. The Golden Globes will also be on CBS. If you're into the movie and TV award show, Barbie and Oppenheimer, they're going to leave the movie noms with 9 and 8 respectively. Succession leads with 9 for television. I'm the most interested in the Cinematic Box Office Achievement Award. You have Barbie, Oppenheimer, Super Mario Brothers, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, Guardians of the Galaxy, Mission Impossible, John Wick 4, and the Eras Tour. A who's who of the movie this year. I'm interested to see how that will go. Now let's get into some news. I mentioned earlier in the episode about the incredible Poe Farm. Well, if you are interested in that show, you can watch all episodes after Saturday. The whole season is going to drop Sunday on Disney Plus. If you don't have Disney Plus, you can still watch these episodes weekly. Destination X is a new reality show from BBC and NBC Universal. It's basically a twisted version of GeoGuessr. Contestants will be in a van with VR headsets on, and they will be dropped off in a location where what they see may not actually be what's really around them. Clues will dictate where it's at, and whoever's the furthest off from where they actually are will be eliminated every week. To me, as somebody who's watched about 1,000 reality shows, this might be the worst format I've ever seen, and I watched a full season of MILF Manor. Also, a new reality show is also casting, Ruffled Feathers. It's going to be by Royal KTV. It's a Zeus alternative, so it has a lot of the bad girl type shows on it. This is going to have 12 people in a house doing challenges, and the winner is going to be, quote, who ruffles or got their feathers ruffled the most. It's interesting because on the casting profile, it said fighting is strictly prohibited, but it could happen. So I guess you kind of know what you're getting into. Let us know if that's a show that you would be interested in applying for. Now, I would like to take you in to my conversation with Naveed, where we talked about the movie BitCon.
All right, and I am here with Naveed. Naveed, how are you?
Why, my man, I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing good. I was very interested in this documentary, but you beat me to it. You watched it. You said it was good. Let's talk about it. Just tell the people what the documentary is about.
Yeah, so like for the folks who remember back in 2017, there was like that big crypto boom, like Bitcoin, like this like online currency or whatever it was. It went from like 900 to 20,000, some ridiculous stuff like that. But around that time, there was like all these like crypto companies coming out the woodworks, one of which is what's focused on for this documentary called CentroTech, and more specifically, one of the founders, Ray Trapani, and kind of just like his journey from like this like guy selling drugs to then becoming like this crypto company co-founder, and pretty much just like step by step how they kind of ran this big ginormous scam where they made off with like millions of dollars.
Okay, and what drew you to this documentary?
So admittedly, I'm someone who does like buy cryptocurrency, and I'm always like interested in like these like money type of documentaries. But the tough part for me, Wyatt, though, is that like I always found documentaries to be a bit boring. But then from the preview, like Ray Trapani is like one of like these guys that's like easy to hate, or like you love to hate him because he's just such a dickhead, but he owns up to it. So that's why it's like kind of fun from that perspective.
So this documentary does have interviews with him in there.
Well, yeah, that's the thing that makes it so different than any other documentary that I really experienced or watched, where you kind of actually have the scammer being like the lead narrator. You know, like when it comes to other true crime or any other types of documentaries out there, it's like after the fact, and you have outside actors talking about like what went down. Here in this scenario, you actually have Ray step by step telling you how he scammed people and how much he loved doing it along the way, which is kind of like interesting perspective that I don't think you really see in documentaries.
Yeah, it reminds me of a documentary, and you probably haven't seen this one, Navi, but it was called Wiener. And what it was based upon was Anthony Weiner, politician in America, and it was about his campaign. That's what the documentary was supposed to be about. But during the filming of the campaign, there was some pictures of him that got leaked of him like messaging people in himself in like various states of undress and things like that to other people. So the documentary took a little bit of a turn. But you're actually talking to the person there. The David Dobrik documentary that has yet to be released that Casey Neistat did was similar too, where it was just about David Dobrik's rise to fame. At this time, he had situations with some of his friends that were getting into trouble, and he was getting under fire for things that he had did. So it was interesting to kind of see, or it would have been interesting to see if it actually got released, him actually in the moment as this kind of turmoil is happening. So I do think that's something that's really interesting that you don't see with most documentaries. But Naveed, do you consider this to be true crime?
Absolutely. Like, I think it's 100% a true crime. It's literally a case that was where, like, SEC got involved, and, you know, there was, like, some lawsuits and all that stuff. People went to jail. So it's definitely a true crime. Overall, like, I think for true crime fans out there, I think it's awesome to see, because the big issue with true crime, right, Wyatt, is that, like, it's always from people who are not the actual criminals themselves. It's like the police officer who was on the scene or something like that. This is legitimately the criminal telling you how it went down. So I think that's just, like, the fun part of this true crime documentary.
And does somebody have to understand crypto to be able to watch and enjoy this documentary, you think?
Oof, that's a tough question. You know, like, I personally say no, because I think they kind of dumb it down to just, like, how ridiculous it all was. And you don't need to understand cryptocurrency to realize just how out there this whole entire company was. They do a pretty good job of, like, showing you visuals if, like, there is, like, at one point, like, you know, some cryptocurrency thing going down. But overall, it's very much like just, like, you see, like, this currency, or, like you said, it's almost like a stock, right? You see the stock is going up. You don't necessarily need to understand the stock system to understand that, like, this is making money, right? So I think that's just, like, that's just kind of why it's nice. At one point, I think even Ray himself said that, like, we made millions of dollars off raising money on just a basic website. And, like, you know, he could have gone into details saying that, like, people were spending money on, like, this, like, I don't know, cryptocurrency coin or something, but that's not the case. He literally just dumped it down to people just going on a website and paying and raising millions of dollars, which is kind of nuts.
This is an interesting documentary because the length of it's not very long. It's an hour and 34 minutes. Did you think the documentary could have been shorter, longer? Did you think it was really just a perfect amount of time?
No, I think it's really a perfect amount of time, because, and, like, the one thing that was surprising to me was just how well thought out the documentary was, and how much of a, like, a outside themes that comes out, and, like, sorry, not themes, but lessons that come from this documentary. It's not all necessarily about just cryptocurrency and how fucked up and, like, those scams the systems were. It makes you really start to question, like, the government, how everything kind of works in the world, and, like, who really is the victim, who really are the villains, and just, like, overall, like, how at one point you may think that you have an idea of, like, what's going on with the scam, and then another point you may be, like, wondering, like, well, what the fuck? That's a twist right there that I didn't expect. And I think they really played that brilliantly. If I'm being honest, Wyatt, I think it's like a 6.6 rating on IMDb or something like that. I just don't think that rating does justice for this documentary. I would definitely rate it, like, at least an 8, maybe that's just being a bit too recency biased for that.
Yeah, Naveed said himself he's not a big documentary guy, so if he's got to give his endorsement, I certainly would also give my stamp of approval as well. So if you are going to watch BitCon, or you did see it, let us know what you think. Hit us up at Reality Daily Pod. Naveed, thank you for being here.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, and that's going to be the outro. Thanks again to Naveed for joining me to talk about BitCon. Be on the lookout for maybe some additional long-form postings from us this weekend. Very well, maybe talking about the Traders UK's first week, maybe doing a Traders USA draft, and maybe dropping our award show nominations. For show recommendations, I watched We Are Family over on Fox, the Anthony Anderson and Doris led game show about identifying celebrity relatives based on singing and clues. It was cute. It was cute. I think the hack for the show is if you watch The Masked Singer, you can probably figure out who the contestants are, because they're the same people that are going to get a paycheck from Fox. But I liked it. I got all of them right. So I might have actually made a lot of money if I was on the show, because I am a Masked Singer super fan. But overall, I think it was good. What have you been watching this week? Reach out to us at Reality Daily Pod on social media. You can leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, please. It helps the algorithm. Share link with anybody that you know likes reality television. It helps us out more than you know. And also let us know if you want commentary. You know, we started this week with a little bit of commentary. The episode was 50 minutes. It was kind of long. We decided to cut it and just do the schedule and a little bit of news. And we have kind of shortened that up, but we want to see if you were interested in commentary. So we're thinking about either adding it back to the show or doing maybe a separate episode. Well, maybe we'll go every weekday, maybe 3 days a week, something like that. So let us know at Reality Daily Pod. We appreciate all you for listening. Until next time, bye.